For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
It is 71 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Thank you so much for choosing to spend part of your day with KPR. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 3:30. Then at 3:36, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has finally succumbed to political pressure amid record low approval ratings.
I will resign as leader of the Labour Party. I have spoken to His Majesty the King this morning to inform him of my decision.
A timeline of Starmer's fall from grace, and we'll tell you about his likely replacement coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low around 60 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. It's going to be humid. Highs tomorrow around 80. Tomorrow night, 50% chance of showers and storms with lows in the mid-60s. Another 50% chance of showers and storms on Wednesday, still grappling with a lot of humidity. On Wednesday as well, we are expecting a high in the lower 80s. It's 70 degrees in Manhattan, 68 in Emporia, 71 in Topeka. It's 3:20, and this is KPR.
Support for NPR.
Roadmap. That story on primary elections in Utah on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. 71 degrees in Topeka, 75 in Atchison, and it is 3:30.
But that's often a futile gesture with a tiny boat at sea far from any Coast Guard ships. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas GOP candidates for governor continue to talk about taxes. Every candidate in the race says property tax relief is a necessity, but each has a different vision. Businessman Philip Sarnecki says he would consider scrapping property taxes altogether and instead increase sales taxes.
I'm guessing 80-90% of the people are like, yes, I would rather do that. And so I think that's a really interesting option. To take a look at that.
Senate President Ty Masterson wants to keep property taxes in place but limit them. He touted his property tax plan, which would cap yearly property valuation increases at 3%. Charlotte O'Hara wants to broaden the tax base by stopping corporate tax breaks altogether, while Secretary of State Scott Schwab is planning to cut the property tax rate on the state's 20 mills. Many Kansas library programs could be cut or reduced under the proposed federal budget. The Trump administration has suggested shutting down the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Kansas libraries receive $2.1 million from the Institute each year. This helps fund summer reading programs, online resources, and talking books for the visually impaired. Paul Hawkins is the director of the South Central Kansas Library System. He says these services keep Kansans informed and connected.
Librarians believe that reading and free access to good information are the foundations of our democratic society. Continued funding for the Institute of Museum and Library Services makes that possible.
Congress actually has restored the Institute's funding in past budgets. Hawkins says the best way for the public to help is by contacting their elected congressional officials. 10 Kansans just graduated from a new state program teaching people how to find and eat wild foods. Celia Yopis Jepson has the details.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has seen strong interest in workshops on wild foods, like picking wild greens and trapping squirrels. So it launched a wild foods pilot program. Participant Marley Shakerny of Wichita now feels confident about finding food in the wild.
I could hunt and bring something home. I could fish and feed my family. I think that is awesome. It's been a wonderful way for me to get back into nature.
The State Wildlife Department has limited staff for public workshops, so the program trains volunteers to teach field-to-fork skills in their communities. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. There's a 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be humid. Highs around 80 and a 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:35.
From NPR
Morning.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program you will hear. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well, listed for you at our website where we're always streaming, kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01, then at 4:06, Alan Greenspan has died, longtime Federal Reserve Chairman. Not a lot of people know this. Good friends with Ayn Rand. How about that? He is remembered as a master of monetary policy. We will talk about his life and legacy coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Tomorrow, it will be humid as well, so be aware of that. 71 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia, 75 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, and you're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
Not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming your way in approximately 60 seconds. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4 o'clock.
Contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu.
74 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka. The time is 4:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies, too, listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, we're going to talk about obesity drugs, GLP-1 drugs, Zepbound, Wegovy. Use of them can change lives, but people often struggle to get health insurance to cover them. We're going to have a special episode of Helpline to tell you why a denial from your insurance company doesn't have to be the end of the road. We'll also get an update on wildfire season as it approaches. How's the Forest Service doing? They say they're fully staffed with seasonal firefighters, but there are a lot of questions about whether they're actually prepared if major wildfires get out of hand. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
On tonight's rebroadcast of Classics Live, we have the KC Brookside String Quartet, Tom Aber on bass and contralto clarinet. Cordelia Brown is your host. Join us for Classics Live tonight on KPR1.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Support for NPR comes
on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 73 degrees in Manhattan, 76 in Atchison, and 69 degrees in Chanute. The time is 4:30.
48 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas GOP candidates for governor are continuing to talk about taxes. Every candidate in the race says property tax relief is a necessity, but each has a different vision. Businessman Philip Sarnocki says he would consider scrapping property taxes altogether and instead increase sales taxes.
I'm guessing 80-90% of the people are like, yes, I would rather do that. And so I think that's a really interesting option. To take a look at that.
Senate President Ty Masterson wants to keep property taxes in place but limit them. He touted his property tax plan, which would cap yearly property valuation increases at 3%. Charlotte O'Hara wants to broaden the tax base by stopping corporate tax breaks altogether, while Secretary of State Scott Schwab is planning to cut the property tax rate on the state's 20 mills. Many Kansas library programs could be cut or reduced under the proposed federal budget. The Trump administration has suggested shutting down the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Kansas libraries receive $2.1 million from the Institute each year. This helps fund summer reading programs, online resources, and talking books for the visually impaired. Paul Hawkins is the director of the South Central Kansas Library System. He says these services keep Kansans informed and connected.
Librarians believe that reading and free access to good information are the foundations of our democratic society. Continued funding for the Institute of Museum and Library Services makes that possible.
Congress has restored the Institute's funding in past budgets. Hawkins says the best way for the public to help is by contacting their elected officials in Congress. A Pittsburgh, Kansas high schooler won the opportunity to have his art displayed in the U.S. Capitol, along with winners from each congressional district. The art pieces will stay in the Cannon Tunnel at the Capitol for a year. Congressman Derek Schmidt selected Leo Norman as the second congressional district winner. His painting depicts a train running through Pittsburgh near Norman's home.
So it's really crazy to see, and I feel great to like have the opportunity to represent our district and to have my art get out there.
Norman will travel to the Capitol this week for a special reception. He'll be attending Pittsburgh State University this fall and, unsurprisingly, majoring in art. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be humid tomorrow. Partly sunny skies, highs around 80. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low in the mid-60s. Another 50% chance of showers and storms, still humid on Wednesday with a high in the lower 80s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio and the time is 4:35.
It's All Things Considered from
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get some perspective, plus the latest national, international, and regional news of the day and overnight.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting USA versus Turkey Viewing Party on June 25th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration on New Hampshire Street and Viewing Party in the Lawrence Arts Center. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, the U.S. and Iran have concluded the first round of high-level negotiations to end the war. As a matter of fact, Vice President J.D. Vance is sounding quite optimistic.
The final deal is the house. We set the foundation. We haven't built the house, but we've laid a successful foundation to get to a good place for the American people.
We'll tell you what the two sides have agreed to thus far coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
It's 10 minutes before 5. Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition is the program. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or listen after telling your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5 o'clock.
Institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Broadway musicals Mrs. Doubtfire, Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details at lead.ku.edu.
72 degrees in Topeka, 73 in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan. It is 5:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
This is a report on these terminated committees. He works for an advocacy group called Public Citizen. He says the system of federal advisory committees has been working well for decades.
Being really a way for us to harness the best and brightest volunteers at the highest level for some of the most important questions.
Across federal agencies, more than 100 of these advisory committees have been terminated. The administration has not said if or when many of them, including the long COVID committee, will return. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. In approximately 18 minutes, we are going to learn more about what's going on with the leadership in the United Kingdom. Looks like they're getting yet another new prime minister. It looks like it's going to be newly elected MP Andy Burnham. We'll tell you what we know, or at least what Lauren Freyer knows. She has been following it closely. Also, we will visit the Fête la Musique in Paris. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
Going to be sticky here for the next few days. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 60 degrees, 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Partly sunny skies, is going to be humid. Highs around 80 degrees tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and storms, lows in the mid 60s. Still humid on Wednesday, 50% chance of showers and storms with highs in the lower 80s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence. It is 70 in Emporia, 76 in Atchison. And the time is 5:20. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, listener-supported public media in Northeast and East Central Kansas.
Could Utah provide a roadmap? That story on primary elections in Utah on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 45 seconds. We'll get you caught up on everything that's been happening today. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight, and right now it is 5:30.
NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas GOP candidates for governor continue to talk about taxes. Every candidate in the race says property tax relief is a necessity, but each has a different vision. Businessman Philip Sarnucki says he would consider scrapping property taxes altogether and instead increase sales taxes.
I'm guessing 80-90% of the people are like, yes, I would rather do that. And so I think that's a really interesting option to take a look at that.
Senate President Ty Masterson wants to keep property taxes in place but limit them. He touted his property tax plan, which would cap yearly property valuation increases at 3%. Charlotte O'Hara wants to broaden the tax base by stopping corporate tax breaks altogether, while Secretary of State Scott Schwab is planning to cut the property tax rate on the state's 20 mills. Many Kansas library programs could be cut or reduced under the proposed federal budget. The Trump administration has suggested shutting down the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Kansas libraries receive $2.1 million from the Institute each year. This helps fund summer reading programs, online resources, and talking books for the visually impaired. Paul Hawkins is the director of the South Central Kansas Library System. He says these services keep Kansans informed and connected.
Librarians believe that reading and free access to good information are the foundations of our democratic society. Continued funding for the Institute of Museum and Library Services makes that possible.
Congress has restored the Institute's funding in past budgets. Hawkins says the best way for the public to help is by contacting their elected officials in Congress. 10 Kansans just graduated from a new state program to teach people how to find and eat wild foods. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has seen strong interest in workshops on wild foods, like picking wild greens and trapping squirrels. So it launched a wild foods pilot program. Participant Marlisha Kearney of Wichita now feels confident about finding food in the wild.
I could hunt and bring something home. I could fish and feed my family. I think that is awesome. It's been a wonderful way for me to get back into nature.
The State Wildlife Department has limited staff for public workshops, so the program trains volunteers to teach field-to-fork skills in their communities. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny but quite humid with a 30% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow around 80. There's a 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. It's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. We have another whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. At 6:01, we will have an update of news headlines. At 6:06, friends and colleagues of Alan Greenspan are paying tribute to the longtime Federal Reserve chairman.
You know, I look forward to working with him every day, and there aren't that many people in the world you can say that about.
Alan Greenspan has died at the age of 100. We'll tell you more about his legacy under four different presidents coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60. Partly sunny tomorrow with a 30% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Tomorrow will be very humid, and we're expecting highs around 80 degrees. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Come/better. From the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
So much is happening in the world. Who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.